So the Melech asked the Roye Bnei HaMelech what to do with Hamalka Vashti. Balah says, Hamalka Vashti. He doesn't want to react to her because she's the Malka. He needs her for his royalty. So there were seven sorry paras and modai, and they are listed here in order of kashinas. Kashina is the most choshim, and muchon is the most insignificant. The pele vayoyme muchon. That's where we're holding pasuk tesayin. Vayoyme muchon lifnei amelech vasorim. Memuchon jumps in front of the Melech and the Sarim. Ken Zayin means also before the Sarim said anything. And Memuchon is Haman. Now why is he called Memuchon here? Because he's Muchon le Peronius. Muchon le Peronius to give Peronius to other people, as we're going to see over here. He's going to suggest the Peronius, and we know later on, Haman goes his Gezerah against the Yin, but actually he's Memuchon because he is now at this point going to bury himself. He's been Memuchon for his own Oynish, but now he's going to say something which is going to set up eventually the possibility of him being killed. As I told you by Vashti, from one of the Ikorim, which goes through this Megillah, is to see the difference between Tzadikim and Rishayim. That the Rosha has no Kiyum, Ra has no Etzim Kiyum, and the Rishayim destroy themselves through their own Midas. And over here we're going to see how Memuchon is Be'etzim setting up his own destruction through his Midas Ra's. First of all, that he jumps in. He's number seven. He should keep quiet until everybody else has said their answers. He's jumping in.
Does it have a Sanhedrin? They have the least important speak first, and then you have the most important speak last.
This isn't the Sanhedrin. Right? That's the Chazal say that he jumped in if they are sorry. Number two, what's he coming here? What's he going to say? He has a problem. He has a problem called Zeresh. That's his wife. And she is an Isha Chashuva, and she's always pushing him around. So he has his own personal negias. He wants to make it that he should be able to be Sholit on Zeresh. In order to be Sholit on Zeresh, he chapped this idea in this situation with Vashti that maybe he can propose a law which means that he will be able to be Sholit on Zeresh. Now, what's he going to say? He's going to propose a law that is Keilu important for Shalom Bayis in the whole world, that the husband should be Sholit in the house. And how's he going to get the Melech to agree to this? Haray, the Melech does not want to kill Vashti. So what does he say? He decides to put the Melech in a big pickle. Vayomer Memuchon lifnei HaMelech v'asar, Lo yal HaMelech levadoi of so Vashti HaMalka. Not HaMalka Vashti, it's only Vashti HaMalka. It's not only on the Melech. Ki al kol hasari. This is a massive global problem. She has been goyrem chilu of Shalom Bayis in the whole world. Why? Because since he was one of the people who was sitting lifnei HaMelech, he heard her little message to the Melech, which nobody else heard. It wasn't a public thing. That you can't hold your drink, and you're not like my father who didn't get shikur when he drank. So he says, Ki yetzei dvar hamalka al kol hanoshim. The women will hear what the malka said. And they'll all be mevazeh their husbands. You see that the queen was mevazeh the king. And she sent this insult to the king. She didn't mind insulting the king. And the women will find out. And therefore they're all going to be mevazeh their husbands. Be'omram. When they'll say, Hamelech Achashverosh Amal Ahavias Vashti Amal Kelefona V'loi Va'ah. And they'll say that, look, the women see that she didn't come. She didn't listen to what her husband told her to do. V'hayoyim azeh, much worse. Tomah nosaros paras amodai. Asher shomu es dvar hamalko l'chol sarei hamelech. But the sorrows who were sitting next to her, when they heard her message, Bahar Uriya, the Abba, that you horse head, you can't keep your liquor down. Today, the sorrows are going to tell their husbands. The sorrows, paras and modai, asher shomu dvar hamalko l'chol sarei hamelech, will all tell the sorry. And it'll become, everybody will now know, it'll become public knowledge, that she said, you can't keep your liquor, you can't hold your liquor. Ukdai bizoyin v'kosev. There's a tremendous bizoyin, and anger will come out in the whole world. It wasn't just a little thing that she lo yosasa, like he said, lo yosasa, it's maima melech. She was mevazeh the melech, and mevazeh the melech in A, that she didn't come, and B, in this message. Therefore, he proposes the following thing. Im ala melech toiv, yet say dva malchus milafonov. So I told you that in the constitution of Paras was that the melech cannot be done something which is nogea to the melech himself. If it's nogea to the melech, he cannot be done himself. He has to go lifnei the yodei dosvadin. So now, the Achashverosh, couldn't be done Vashti himself. Proposed that the Muhan is Haman here is proposing to have a constitutional change. Change the constitution. That what? Im ala melech toy, yet say to our malchus milafonov. It should be that the melech can now be done, that our malchus can go from the melech himself, he can be done himself. Because if it does say maras and modai, velo yavar, it should be put back into the constitution, it cannot be changed. That now the melech can be done himself. Asher lo yisovei vashti lifnei ha-melech Achashverosh, and mimela it will be that Vashti cannot come to Achashverosh anymore because she wouldn't come last time when it was she invited. She now won't be able to come, and if she can't come to Achashverosh, then Achashverosh is going to execute her. And the melech will give the malchus to someone else who's better than her. What's the big deal? What do you mean, what's the big deal? It's a big, big deal. She's the Malka Vashti. What do you mean, it's what a big deal? How are you going to find somebody who's as royal as she? She's Nebuchadnezzar's granddaughter. So he said, no, malchus yitein the hamelech lirusa atoivo mimenu. V'nishma piskama melech asher yaseh b'chol malchusoi ki rabohi, and everyone will hear, the whole world will hear, the whole malchus of the Achashverosh will hear what he did. V'chol anoshim yitnu yikol v'aleihen migodlu v'al katan, and then all the women will be give covered to their husbands, which is what he was all about, what he really wanted to do. is a plea tumor. What's the biggest plea? The next possible. And they all thought it was a good idea. The melech thought it was a good idea, okay, because now he's more powerful than he was before. The ma'aser, Achashverosh, you're going to kill Malka Vashti, that's a stupid thing to do, but he's more powerful. So he decides to do that. The biggest pele is the Sarim agreed on the thing. It saves them that the melech can't just say off with his head whenever he wants. If it's something which is no gear to the melech, if they do something wrong in front of the melech, until then it has to go to a court and it has to be done. Now he's changing the whole constitution that he should be able to be done himself. Why should they agree to that? Min Hashamayim, the Rebbeinu Hashem made them agree. You see from this a very important thing. How many times do you see that people make lawmakers and parliaments and etc. pass laws, and the people bring in laws, and sometimes you think these laws doesn't make any sense. Why? What's going on with this law? If we don't have the advantage of Chazal telling us what's going on behind the scenes, right? How many times the people are just bringing in laws which is all to their own negius, and they're darshaning away how it's good for the world and good for this and good for that and good for the other, and it's a lot of narishkeit. It's poshut their own cheshbonus, their own selfish cheshbonus. And how many times you see strange things that laws get passed by people? You don't understand why the olim are passing it. Elamai, because of this tally on this tally on that. Like I have over here this fragmented government that everybody's tally on everybody else, and so everybody wants to pass laws which are not dafka the tevasim, so that the other guy will give they'll get the monies that they want, or the this and you I'll agree to you, so you agree to me, so this and this and this and this, and everybody bets him is out for their own negius in the end of the day. And that's what happened over here. It's only because of this, I'll let you into a secret, that when in the end Chavoyna comes in the second Mishnah, and when Esther was Megale, the Haman was to kill her and Klal Yisrael, and Achashverosh Mishum Panim Oichim did not want to react to this, apart from the fact that he knew that he was agreeing with the whole plan. So he went off to cool. He went into the garden to cool down. He tried to think of an answer. He came back. There's all the thing, the Haman's falling over Esther, the Chule. Even so, he's not reacting. Chavoyna points out, see, how he could see it from the palace, but he did. He was able to see it, and he pointed. And he says, "Here's the eitz asher, the gallows asher also Haman, the Mordechai shadi betoiv al Melech, omid beveis Haman, gavur chamishim ava." So the Boshet Pshat is that Haman is saying that Mordechai, that Haman wanted to kill Mordechai, who was the faithful citizen to the Melech, who was di betoiv al Melech, and Haman wants to kill him. It's nogea to the Melech. That point, if Mumuchan wouldn't have made his amendment, then that would have had to go to a court, and the Melech would have calmed down again, because he didn't want to kill the Haman. The God says, an even more interesting pshat, the God says that the pasuk goes like this, that the Melech heard when Chavoyna said, Hine, or eitz, asher also Haman le Mordechai, asher. The Melech heard it like this. You know, he said, asher, when Haman made the gallows, he said, Toiv al Melech, asher diber. When he made it, he said, it's Toiv al Melech, I wish I could kill the king. And that's when he heard he killed the king, then he said, Tru Alav. So in Shlomo, Tzadik Rach, you say, he said, it's not true. He did not say that, the Toiv al Melech. The Melech misheard. He said, why did the Rebbeinu Shalom give the Melech this ability to mishear? Because everything that Haman said about Klal Yisrael was not true. And it was Mido Keneged Mido that Haman is going to be executed through a miss, through something which is not true. But I'll Kaponim, when we get there, we'll see a bit more. But I'll Kaponim, because Memuchan makes this amendment to Yetzei Dvar Malchus Milafanov, then a Melech could say, Tluhu Olav. Vayitav Adov Beinei HaMelech Vasori Vayas HaMelech Kidva Memuchon Vayishlach Svarim El Kol Medina Samelech El Medina Medina Kichsovom El Am Om Kirushoinoi. So he sent out these letters, Liyos Kol Ish Soire Bebeisoi Umedabe Kilshon Amoi. There's a new law that every husband has to be the boss in his house and they have to speak the language of the husband. Good. Narisha law they sent out to the everywhere. That's also going to be Nogea later on. Achar Advarim Ha'ele. So after this, Keshei Chamas HaMelech Achashverosh. So Achashverosh calmed down. Zachris Vashti. Vishasheh Sosa. Vishasheh Nigzele. See, he remembered Vashti. What she did. Wasn't so terrible. He was drunk. It was stupid what he asked her to do. And what was Nigzar? What's Nigzar? Esha, it should say Eishashe Gozar Oleo. He was Goyzer. Elamites and Remez. It was Nigzar Min HaShemayim. Why was she killed in this oifen? So the Gemara says there was Midah Kenegen Midah of Vashti. Vashti was Poshetis, the Nois Yisrael. And made them work on Shabbos and made them be Mechalal Shabbos in a very prosta oifen. So the Mayom Ashvi wasn't just the seventh day of the Mishneh, it was also Shabbos. And she was, he told her to come in Kesem Malchus, she didn't come, but she was killed on Shabbos through a Pritzes Dika oifen. So that's Nigzar Aleo Min HaShemayim. Vayomru Narei HaMelech Meshosov. And the Na'ori, who are serving him, they were the ones who give this Eitzah. Now this is really weird. Why? Were the Na'ori were the people who shine his shoes and put up his clothes and make his bed. Why are they giving the Eitzah to the Melech? So Rav Shlomo, Zecher Tzaddik, said, he became so tzebrochen, he shut himself away. He was completely depressed. His Vashti is gone. He doesn't have his Malka. He doesn't have this Yefefia. He became depressed. So the Sorim weren't allowed in. So who saw him? Only the Na'orim who are waiting on him. They see he's all depressed. They don't understand politics. They don't understand the thing. What do they understand? He had a pretty wife, and he hasn't got a pretty wife. That's why he's depressed. So they give this gewaltige Eitzah. It's a stupid Eitzah. What do they say? What's your problem? You don't have a pretty wife? Sure, the only prettiest wife. It's not the pretty girls. Let's make a pretty contest, and you'll the Afghan Amelech Pekidim b'chom dinas malchusay v'yikmetzu is kol naira besula toivas mare. You'll find all the Nairos Besulos who are Toivas Mare in the whole Medina. El Shushan Abira, El Beis Anoshim, El Yad Hege, Suisa Melech, Choyme Anoshim, Venosin Tamru Kayen, and he says, and what shall we do? They should make that Hege, who's the big Mumcher in women, he's the Choyme Anoshim, he should decide the beauty treatment for all the women. They should have exactly the same beauty treatment, so that it shouldn't be that one knows some secret process where she's going to look prettier than she really is, or this one's going to know how to get this this makeup artist to think. No, they have to be all equal, because I mean, it's going to be a contest of this is Miss World, right? And it has to be an equal contest. So it has to be equal. And what's the problem? You find someone else, Tachas Vashti. What do you mean about Tachas Vashti? What should he need? What does he need? He needs to find another royal woman. So how are you going to find another royal woman? You need to send ambassadors to the kings of the world. To find out who has an eligible daughter who can become the queen of Achashverosh. And even if she doesn't have Ad Kedei Kach, the Malchus from Bavel, she'll have the Malchus of Hong Kong or wherever it is, but she'll be a Malka. If we do that, if this is going to be, there's one woman who will never, ever become the Malka here. And that's Esther. So what happens min HaShemayim? He locks himself away. And the idiots give this stupid answer. All they understand, they don't understand the Chashivas of Malchus. They don't understand you had a pretty wife. So you get another pretty wife. And they give this answer. Even so, Esther's not going to come. How are they going to get Esther here? Again, he knows a good idea. You idiot! You need a Malka. You don't need just a Tovas. You need a Malka who's a Tovas Mare. Say them. You need a Malka. No, Mira Shemaim, the Rebbe Shem plants it. It's a good idea. Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Abira. We already learned the Pshat why it's Hoya. He was there before it all, the Megillah starts. In Shushan, that's why this everything comes to Shushan. So Mordechai ben Yoy ben Shimi ben Kish ish Shimini. So the Gemara darshins, because maybe Mordechai's father was Yoy, but Yoy's father was not Shimi. Shimi lived in the time of David HaMelech, so we're skipping Doiris. So why are we giving just this interesting lineage like that to skipping Doiris? Ben Yoy, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ish Yemini. So the Gemara darshins that Ben Yoir Shehayir Einayim Shal Yisrael Bitviloisov. Ben Shimi Sheshama Keil Tviloisov. Ben Kish Shehiki Shal Dalsei Rachamim. What are these rushes? So the God. Mordechai, the Gemara in Chulin says, where is Mordechai Merumas in the Torah? Everything is Merumas in the Torah. Where is Mordechai Merumas in the Torah? Last week's Parsha. Merdoror, Meiratachya. Merdoror is part of the incense that went into the Shemin HaMishcha. Explains the God that there are four koichas in the head, in a person's head. Einayim, Osnayim, Af, and Peh. Einayim is Koyach HaRe'iyah. Osnayim is Koyach HaShmiyah. Af is Koyach HaReach, and the Peh is Koyach HaDibur. So the God, three of those Koyachas are for Torah. Re'iyah is for Torah Shebichsav. You have to look and read the Torah Shebichsav. Shmiyah is for Torah Shebalpeh. You hear Torah Shebalpeh. The old days, how did you learn Torah Shebalpeh? You had a Rebbe who said it over, and you heard it, and then you chazed it, and you remembered it. Peh, he says, is to be mechadish Torah, to give over Torah as a Rebbe to Talmidim. The Af, Bechinas Reach, he says, is keneged tefillah. Why? Avoidah. Korbanos are called Ishe Reach Nichoyach. Tefillah is Bechinas Reach. So the head of a mensch is Mesamel, Torah and Tefillah. He says Mordechai, even though Mordechai was Migdolei Hadar in Torah, he is number four on the Sanhedrin, he's the fourth God in Torah. But Mordechai's Iker Koyach, more than Torah, was Tefillah. And that's why his merumas in Torah with Bechinas Besamim, Bechinas Reach, Mordor, Meiradachya, says the God, the Pshat in the Drosha of the Gemara, is that even though he Avada steigned in Torah and he was a God of Torah, but his prime use of the three other koichas that are normally for Torah, he also used for Tefillah. Heir einayim shel Yisrael b'tviloisov, sheshama keil tviloisov, and hiki shal da'asei rachmim is with his mouth that he doubled. I don't understand this Rosh 100%, this God 100%, because heir einayim, maybe that's a bechina of his eyes, but shama keil's tviloisov is not his ears, it's Hashem's ears. It's a koach hashmira, but not his koyach hashmir, it was the Kodesh Baruch's koyach hashmir. I don't understand this drasha of the God exactly. But Al Kolponim, what he's telling us is the Megillah is introducing us to Mordechai, that Mordechai's Iker Koyach is Tefillah. We'll see why this is so important from Yetzer Hashem. Asher Hoglo Mirushalayim Im Agoylo. One second. Ish Yehudi. But he was Ish Yemini. So what's Ish Yemini is from Binyamin. So why is he called Ish Yehudi? So the Gemara says, Kol HaKofer B'Avodah Zarah Nikra Yehudi. Yehudi is Meloshon Hoidah. Avodah Zarah is a steerer to Hoidah. Avodah Zarah says the Avodah Zarahs run the world. And the person, but Ma'al Tafkid as a Yid, is to be Moideh, to admit, to understand that there's something more than you that meets the eye, and that HaKadosh Baruch is running the world. Me'al kol ha-melochim va-kechovim, etc. So we're told, he was Ish Yehudi, he's the Koifer in Avodah Zarah, he gets a qualification as Ish Yehudi, and he's Mr. Tefillah. We'll see why all this is Nogea. That's Mordechai. Asher hoglo mirushalayim imagoyla, asher hoglo soim yichonio melech Yehuda. Asher heglo nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, the Gemara says he was goyle v'choyse v'goyle v'choyse v'goyle. He wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael, and the Baruch Shalom keeps him in Golus. Vayihi oimein es hadasa, he Esther bas doidoi, and he brought up this girl called Hadassah, who was known as Esther. Why is she called Esther? The Goyim called her Esther. Esther, the Gemara says, Esther min haTorah minayin. Shneimar, Anochi hastir astir ponai bayom ahu. The Hainu, the Esther is meramez to absolute total Hester ponim. Now, you have to understand something. It's very important to understand this Megillah, what Hesterponim is. People make a big mistake in Hesterponim. Hesterponim is exactly what it says. The face is hidden away. Rav Dessler gives a moshul to what Hesterponim is. So the person's looking into a room, which is the door's closed, and there's a little keyhole. He's looking through that keyhole inside the room, and he sees a pliatsuma. There's a pen writing. Wow! That's Bavish Lo Yorin. But then, if he would be able to open the door a little bit, he'll see, it's not just a pen. There's an arm and a hand. There's a hand holding the pen, and there's an arm. And if you open the door properly, you'll see there's a man sitting there. So it's not, you don't have to be so despiled. There's a man sitting there writing with his pen. But Hesterponim is that you only see that little view of thing. You don't see the whole picture. There's a Gemara in Chagiga. There, Yeshua and Chanina was in front of the Kesar, in front of the Melech, and there was a Meshumetik Yid there, Meshumet, a Min, and they were talking in sign language. So the min went like this, and Rabbi Yeshua went like this. What was going on? So the Gemara explains: the min said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master parted from you. Ozav Hashem is Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. Klal Yisrael turned away from you, and Rabbi Yeshua showed him. No, Oid Yodo Netuya Aleinu. True, he's turned away, but he's still being poiled. What's the Hesper? In the between Aras Ponim or Hester Ponim, when there's Nisin Gluyim or Teva, everything is a pula from Hashem. There's no difference mitzad Hashem Yisparav being poiled. The only difference is, do you see who's being poiled, or you don't see who's being poiled? Do you see the face, or you don't see the face? He'aras ponim, or hester ponim? Is the face there, or is the face hidden away? Hester ponim, the face is hidden away. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua did. He turned away, and he showed, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being poiled, just as much in the Hester Ponim, but you can't see who it is. You can't see the face. It looks like things just happening themselves. Kri Teva. It looks like things are happening all b'mikre. But Be'etzem, it's all Teva. It looks like it's Mikre. It's b'mikre. And it's not. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the marshal of Tesla. You're not seeing the whole thing. You only see the pen, but you can't see who's holding the pen. But Libet Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding the pen. Esther is the dugma of the biggest Hester Ponim that there is, as we're going to see. Total absolute Hester Ponim here. But on the other hand, you're going to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being piled everything. How? He brought up Esther. Why? Ki ein lo av v'aim. What's ein lo av v'aim? She must have had a father and mother. So the Chazal tell us that her father was Nifta before she was born. And her mother was Nifta at childbirth. So she never grew up with parents. Except, how did she grew up? She grew up in Mordechai. Mordechai was her father and mother. Mordechai brought her up. Mordechai was mechanich her to become from the biggest tzaddikas, from the biggest tzidkonios that lived. Mordechai brought her up to become mamish a neviyah. V'hanaro yifas toya v'toy vasmare. And she was Yifas Toya V'Toy Vasmare. What's the pshat? Yifas Toya V'Toy Vasmare. Why is the Torah being Meshabeach her? Okay, over here we know, if you know the story, that this is very Nogea, that she was Yifas Toya. But why does the Torah Meshabeach the Noshim Tzidkonius so much for their Chitzonius? So, when you go into Shiduchim, remember this Yisoid. The God explains that we have two Lashonis, Yifas Toya and Toy Vasmare. He says, Yifas Toya is, there are two aspects which make up Yofi. One is that the Eivorim are the right size. She doesn't have one eye is bigger than the other. She hasn't got a big nose. She can have everything could be fine, but then the nose is too big. That's Yifas Toya. Yifas Mare is a Mare Kloli. The whole mare of the face of the whole person is Yofi, the klal. But before we carry on, just let me tell you something very important. When you're talking about Yofi in Torah, so it's not the Yofi that most of you are thinking about. Why? Because by Sarah it says that Sarah was Sheva ve'esrim Meya ve'esrim ve'sheva shodim she lived. So Chazal Darshan, she was kabas meya kabas esrim lechet. When she was 100, she hadn't done any averes like a bas esrim, only a bas esrim nedon min hashamayim. She was bas meya kabas Esrim lechet, and she was kabas esrim kabas sheva leyofi. When she was 20, she was like a 7-year-old for Yofi. Now, in our Trefa world, who is Nechshav more pretty? A 20-year-old or a 7-year-old? But all I know is that when you go to and see Goisha newspaper, you know, paper stands and all these magazines. So they have Ruba de Ruba have pictures of women on the front, even if it's a computer magazine or whatever it is. Whatever, it's a car magazine, usually there's a woman. Why? Because Tiber sells. So, but well, who do they have? 20-year-olds or 7-year-olds? They always have 20-year-olds. You never see 7-year-olds. Why? Because if we're talking about the Yofi of Taiva, so then it's Muvan, why it's 20-year-olds. When Torah talks about Yofi, the Torah says that she was Bas Esrim Kabas Sheva, the Yofi. What's the Yofi of a 7-year-old? There's a Tmimistika Yofi that children have which is a tahara dikha yofi, a tmimas dikha yofi, a shleimas dikha yofi. We're not talking about the yofi of pinups and rachmona litzlons. That's not, we're not talking about a tuma dikha yofi. That's be'etzem why the Torah is mishabeach the Noshim Tzidkonius of Klal Yisrael for their yofi, because the yofi achitzoni is mare on the yofi apnimi. Says the Gon, yefas toya, which is the size of the evarim, is keneged shleimus in mitzvahs, maisim. Yefas mare, which is the klal, is keneged shleimus in midas and kavonus. So when we say, when Esther was Yufas Toya and Yufas Mare, she was Sholem in Maiseho and Sholem in Midoseho of Kavanoseho. Uba Moisa via the Imo, the Kocha Mordechai Loi Levas, which is either Kipshutoi that he brought her up and he was Mechanicha to be such a Choshiva lady, or that he even married her, the Bayis, Altikrim Basel Bayis. Vayihi, bihi shoma dvar ha-melech v'dosoi, u bihi kovetz noros rabbi, so shushan abir al yad hegai, when the dvar ha-melech came out. And then, when all the girls were gathered to shushan abir, so what's the pshat? It's the same thing. No, so it says, Chazal tell us, that he made his gzeira, and They gathered all these girls. And somebody told the people who are running the show that there is a lady who's extreme Yufas Marev Yufas Toya, and her name is Esther. Where was Esther all this time? She hid away. She was a Kadosh Elyon, Esther. The last thing she wants to be is to go into this competition. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. What this says over here, she was arrested. They found her. Vatillo kach Esther el meis ha-melech el yad hegai shoyim ha-noshim. Esther was taken, bal kocha, to the beis ha-melech, to hegai the shoyim ha-noshim. I told you, the Gresta Hester Ponim, she's such a tzaddikis, such a sholim in Maiseha, such a sholim in Midoseha. Where's the Hashkochas Hashem? Esther, this Tahoira should go to the Beis Anoshim with the biggest prutzas in the world. Every Malchus has a Midah. The Midah Ra. The Midah of Paras is Taiva. And Achashverosh, as you see from this Megillah, is the biggest Baal Taiva in the whole Tanakh. There's nobody who did what he did. Every single night, another thing for years. He's the biggest Baal Taiva. The Esther HaKdosha should be schlepped off to such a matzav. Ein lecha Hester ponim yosigal mizeh. Hanoichi haste aste ponoich. Hayoi ba'u. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo's big player. Why? Because Esther has to be there. Why does Esther have to be there? I know what you're thinking. Because we need the Jewish queen and she'll be able to be poel and missile protects you. When we get there, we'll see that she messed it up, deraisa, with alle hidurim. She messed up the whole shlichus and gefelach, what she did. Why does she have to be there? So the Gon explains that there were two averas, remember? There was Ishtachavu Letzelem, which was the reason for the whole Gzeira to start with. And in this Dar, it was because in Shushan they went to the Mishneh. And the Loshni is they were Nene from Arosha. The Rabbeinu Shleilem took Esther. Esther's Koyach is to be Metake, the Chet of the Yidden in Shushan. Mordechai's Koyach, he's the Yehudi, he's the Koyfer B'Avodah Zarah, he's Tfilah. His koyach is to be metaken the shtachim u'letzelim. Her koyach is to be metaken the chet of the yin and shushan in the mishteh. She is going now. She's now going to be put into a matzav of the biggest hanor of olam hazeh that a person can possibly get. And she's a woman, and she's going to be given all these beauty treatments That's the hanoa, hanoa, hanoa for a woman, and she will not be nene ki who's there. We're going to see that it makes her sick, and she came out died from it. That is the tikkun of the chet of the mishteh. Mordechai later on, we'll see when we get there, is going to be metaken the chet of ishtachavu letzelim, and that's how we're going to get rid of this gezeira of Haman. It is no point in doing all sorts of ishtadlios if the reason for the gzeira is because of a taina in chet. You have to fix up the chet. So there are two chatoim which need fixing up here. Nishtachu letzelem and we have to fix up those. There's no point in doing anything if you don't fix that. You haven't fixed anything. It's like taking a Tylenol for cancer. So she has been schlepped off to this, to the Beis HaMelech, and this is Hester Bonim, but the Rebbeinu Shem is being poyel because he's been making a tikkun for the whole, making as a possibility for the tikkun for the whole chet. Bati tava naira be'enov, and Nebuch, she, hey guy, who was the biggest mumcha in women, he knew that she is going to win the thing. She's going to win the competition. Vatiso chesed lefonov. Vayivahel es tamrukeo vesmonu seol oseslo. So he immediately knows, she's going to win. So let's get her quickly started with the beauty treatments. Everything was staggered because it's a year's treatment. So everything was staggered one day. So each woman will finish her treatment and then she'll be ready to go to the melech. But he puts her ahead of everybody else. And he gave her already the seven naoros which are roy to give to the queen because he knows she's going to win. Chazal tell her Be'etzim there were seven naoros, Yiddish naoros that could help her. So she was given the best room. Toivas Rishoyim. Lohigido Esther es amo ves voladato. Fashteitzach, Esther wouldn't be Megale. Her nation, where she was born, ki Mordechai tziva aleha sheloi sagid. Mordechai was mitzave her not to say. It was self-protection for Klal Yisrael. Avadah he told her not to say. Oh, but there's something else here. Tziva aleha, we'll have to see, mitz Hashem. So, what the chashivas of this tzivoy of Mordechai was. There's another chet which needs a tikkun here, which we haven't told you yet. So something else is going on here. So Mirtz Hashem, we'll try Wednesday night at 10:15.